Recording in progress.
Okay, we'll take questions in the room first, and then we'll turn to the Zoom portion of the call. Mitchell, I'm sure you want to pick us up.
Sure. Yeah, Jake, I guess a draw that doesn't really benefit either side in the playoff race. I guess your thoughts on the match again.
Yeah, I thought we deserved a little more from the game. I thought we created some chances, and, you know, unfortunately we didn't score the goal, but I thought we played well defensively. Got the clean sheet, but unfortunately we didn't score that goal to get those 3 points.
Yeah, you mentioned the defensive side of the game, playing, you know, probably the hottest offensive team in the league. You know, your thoughts on what you guys did well defensively today to limit, I think, just one shot on goal, and it wasn't really a threatening one either.
Yeah, as a defender, you know, I pride myself on getting clean sheets and keeping it strong in the back, and, you know, our back line and our forwards, we pressed really well today, and, you know, kept the team in front of us, made sure not for them to play over top, and I think we did a really good job of that today.
It's a really young group back there. You know, you don't have that much experience with each other. Zach was out as well. Mm-hmm. How much more impressive does that make it that you guys have been able to come together in, I guess, such a short time?
Yeah, I know. We have a young group, like you said, at the back line, and I think, you know, we've come together really well in the last few games that our back line has played and stuff like that, so it's always good picking up a clean sheet like that.
Any other questions in the room, Robin?
Yeah, you guys had to make a sub so early in the game, like 20 minute marker. So mm-hmm. How confident were you to adapt that you brought Tabby into the game that you could easily fit in and say, yeah, we can just work around?
Yeah, everyone on the bench is ready to come in no matter what time of the game, and, you know, we can just slot in a player into a position, and they know their job and they know what to do. And that's what Tabby did exactly when he came in and played today.
Any other questions in the room before we turn to the Zoom portion of the call?
Okay. Hey, Matthias, do you want to ask a question? Are you okay?
I'm okay, thank you.
Jake, you're good to go. Thanks, right.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.
Evening.
Okay, guys, as per usual, we'll take questions in the room first and then jump to Zoom if there are any questions there. Mitchell, you want to pick us up?
I guess even a draw that maybe doesn't really benefit either side in terms of the table, but your thoughts on the performance and you know, you guys coming here against maybe the hottest team in the league right now and you know, keeping them to a clean sheet at least.
Yeah, we wanted to, you know, we wanted to score early and, you know, maybe make them feel the pressure a little bit being at home. It wasn't to be. And because we know you're away from home and you're playing against a good team, they're going to have their sort of period of domination. I thought we had a very good first half. We played well. We created some chances. In the second half, we defended a little bit more than I would like, but the game was very, very stop and go. A lot of free kicks, you know, from outside, and I'm sure it wasn't the best to watch. But we defended well, and unfortunately we couldn't sneak a goal somewhere and make it happen.
Yeah, and I think they had one shot on target in the entire game, especially with a player like Babouli, who's been, you know, so good recently. What did you do so well to limit him?
Well, I thought, you know, collectively the back line worked well, but in general the block was solid. We didn't give up much space for Babouli to operate in, and we tried to limit the amount of crosses from Krsnovic's side in particular, because he can cross with both feet, and we in general we did quite well.
And it's such a young back line as well. Your thoughts on them and how well they've been able to come together?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a little difficult because I had two unplanned substitutions, and once that happens, you know, you have to change your the way you approached the game somewhat, and we had to shuffle the back line twice, basically. But that being said, I thought when Santos came in, he did very, very well. And Tabby came in and held his own as well. So, yeah, all credit to them.
Thanks, Steve. Any other questions in the room for Stephen? Move on.
Yes, Steve. Class of three, the regular season will come to an end. For you, did the fourth year of the CPO meet your expectations?
Well, it depends how you look at it, because two of those years were COVID years, so it was difficult. We still remain one of four teams that have played in a final. Our team hasn't really changed that much. Of course, I would have loved to have done a lot better. Last year, we missed out on the playoffs by 1 point. And this year, we could have done a lot better. We let games slip that we should have gotten points from. And especially some of them were at home. So from that standpoint, of course, I'm not satisfied. I'm sure we could have done a lot better.
Anything special for the remainder of the games there?
No, I mean we already talked about it as a team. You know, we wanted to get nine points out of the next four games and then see what happens in the last sort of game. And we've come away from home. We've gotten a point. It's not what we wanted, but we're still going to try and get those 9 points. You always have to give yourself some goals. And I think it's important for the players, because they've got to understand that they are better than the table shows.
Anything else in the room for Stephen, Robin?
Well, you've had some problems, like at home and away this year. Would it just be better to, I guess, win just more often wherever you could? Because you didn't have a great road record this year.
Well, we had a better one than the last 2 years than last year, yeah. But yeah, I mean, we got some results on the road. More than we did last year. But last year, I think we had 11 ties, 11 draws, seven in a row. One win and six in a row. We could have done better. I'm not going to make any excuses. Like all teams, we've had our problems. And our goal right now is to try and finish with more points than we did last year. Whatever happens after that happens.
Oh, and just to remind you of undefeated Vaughan Missouri this year in League One, that you might play in Canadian Championship next year. Or maybe you'll come to play preseason in Southern Ontario and grab like a Ryan Robinson again.
I mean, I congratulated Patrice on a great season, very good season, and they keep coming up with players. But that's the objective of the league, and everybody that plays the game is to get in now to the CPL. And the CPL players are trying to get into the MLS or go beyond that. And if you always have to have that ambition as a player.
Any other questions for Stephen? Great. Coach, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.